Back here on the infield at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, we've got a special interview here with the coach and the athletic director of our first official determined state champions here in the KNIA KRLS area on Championship Saturday, Keith Anderson, the head coach of the Pelley Christian Girls Track and Field Team, who are the 2A state champs. Keith, I know that we knew that this was a talented squad, but just being able to come up here and officially say you are the state champs, what does that mean to you?
I don't even know if I can, words can describe it right now. This has been something that's been on our radar for since the end of last season when we finished runner-up to Van Meter. We knew we had everybody coming back. We knew we were going to be stronger and faster. So the last probably month or so is when things really kind of started to come together, started placing people in the various events to maximize points. And I'd say these last 3 days, everything went exactly as planned.
They absolutely did. I mean, and before I talk about any of the results on the field too, or on the track, I should say, I got to talk about the group because – you know, you see some state title winners, and it's like, okay, they won the title, but it's not as enjoyable because the kids, you know, they don't know how to handle that type of success. This group handles success very well, and they're just a fun group to be around. And I know from your perspective, you get to see that every day and see the hard work they put in and the humbleness that comes along with some of that success too.
Yeah, absolutely. These girls are mature beyond their years. We're talking about 16, 17-year-old girls that just are there to encourage. They're there to pick one another up when they're down. They see things that we maybe as coaches don't see, but they were so encouraging to one another. I think about Bailey and Meredith both running in the 200. Bailey's gotten her a few times in recent weeks, but Meredith came back today. Bailey was probably the happiest person on the field, even more than Meredith there. So there's just a lot of love. There's a lot of friendships there and just a lot of trust that's been built these last couple of years.
I mean, it's a great group of girls, and looking at the results on the track, I mean, we talk about some of the successes of, you know, there's the three that have gotten a lot of love because of what they accomplished last year as well, but we talk about some of the strides that were made to make this possible. Alexi Terpstra, a Claire Westerkamp, and Amaya Agri, you know, Maisie Minders even for that matter, doing some big things this year to really help build up some of those points for the Eagles.
Yeah, the names that you hear all the time, Rachel Kakmarinski, Bailey Voss, Meredith and Mike, we know what they're capable of, and they go out and perform every single week, every single race. But those other gals, Claire Westerkamp, senior, came out for the first time as a junior and has been a huge contributor, obviously part of that 4x1 team that won it. But then, yeah, the behind the scenes a little bit with Amaya Agri, Lexi Terpstra, and Maisie Minders. Those three girls are a vital part of relays, a vital part of the success we've had, and don't always get the recognition and get the names out there, but it couldn't have been possible without all of those girls contributing.
Absolutely. And again, that was Keith Anderson, the head coach of the Pelley Christian Girls Track and Field Team. We also have the athletic director, Dan Branderhorst, here. Dan, this is I'm gonna go off the information that I've been told. 30 years ago, soccer wins a state title, and I believe this is the first girls title ever is what I've been told. Very exciting stuff. What does it mean to be able to break open that trophy case with a state championship?
It's incredible. Kind of like Coach Keith said, I don't really have the words for it right now. It's something I've always kind of dreamed about. You know, what would it be like to win another state title at Pelley Christian after 29 and a half years to be exact? So in the fall of 1995, boys soccer won the title after a run of several state championships for our school. And again, 29 and a half years, we haven't hung a banner like that ever since. And so it's amazing. And then, yes, to do this for the first time ever on the girls' side is remarkable. And it's special to be here alongside of Coach Keith right now and be on the floor level of the Blue Oval is awesome. It's amazing.
It's awesome. And I wrap up with Dan for this reason, because your son's also got a chance to take that down on the boys' side this next week. You know, we talk about it. It's been 29 and a half years since the Eagles hung a state championship banner, and here we are in a position where in a five-day span, we could take that down twice and be able to add two of those potentially. Just how special has this spring really been when you put it into context like that for the Eagles?
Well, it's been incredibly special, and Coach Keith and I actually talked about this before. He said this before today. He was just going to enjoy this moment today and enjoy the events and the opportunity to be here. And quite honestly, that's how I feel with boys golf. I'm not expecting anything next week. I want to go have fun. I've loved cheering for my son and his best friends. And that's all it is. And so regardless of how that plays out, I'm thankful for this moment right here for girls track and field. And it's awesome to celebrate.
It is awesome to celebrate. Once again, that's Keith Anderson, the head coach of the Pendley Christian girls track and field team, and athletic director Dan Branderhorst of Pendley Christian, talking about the state championship won by the Pendley Christian girls.